Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, welcome you once again in our program called Dua. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today topic is very interesting and benefiting. So be with us from start to end, inshallah, you're going to learn about what are the benefits and rewards of making dua for your fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, for Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. There is a lot to learn today, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before we proceed ahead, let me explain what are the different segments in this program, and inshallah, we'll also make good intention. Today, respective viewers, we'll learn about benefits and rewards of making dua for the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, fellow Muslim brothers, as well as inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Today, we will learn about a beautiful personality, Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, in our segment called Today's Personality, Biography of Today's Personality. In addition to that, we have got message of the day, and we'll learn one dua also in this program. We'll make dua at the end of this program. A heart-rending dua will be made where, you never know, across the globe, where people will be, inshallah, raising their hands to, and we never know, because of anyone's ameen, our dua is also accepted and will also be accepted. Respected viewers, alhamdulillah, in this very program, we should not forget to make good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, he has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You should make this intention, you'll watch this from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge onto others too, inshallah azza wa jal. Respective viewers, ask your family members, children, they can come sit in front of Madani Channel's screen. Watch this program from start to end, inshallah azza wa jal. At the end of this program, you will realize how much you have learned from this, inshallah azza wa jal. We've got our brother Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Muhammad Wasim Abbas with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. Wasim Abbas, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, give Ameen. You barakah. And I'm praying this because today's topic is the same, that praying for your fellow Muslim brother, what are the benefits and rewards? So let's start from this, inshallah. How are you going to initiate this topic?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There's one way. Today's topic, we'll be talking about the virtues, the excellences of praying for our fellow Muslims. This shows us a great teaching as well that Islam gives us in regards, in terms of looking after other people, and what great benefits it entails to supplicate for our fellow Muslims. And it not only benefits us, the others, but it also makes our dua more closer to being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful topic and such beautiful virtues this very act itself has. And this is such an action, supplicating for our fellow Muslims, that ulama, they've written a lot on this subject only. This also shows how important this is. So this is one of the etiquettes as well in dua, where we've been emphasized, where we've been encouraged to supplicate for other fellow Muslims as well. So it states that whenever a person supplicates, that then he should also include other Muslims as well.
Right.
Whenever he supplicates, he should include other Muslims as well. And now, what are the blessings and benefits of this? Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he has mentioned over here that if a person, for example, himself is not deserving of receiving what he is asking for, then all those whom he has included within the dua, it is possible that one of them would be pious, and because of him, this dua would also be accepted in his favor too. So we should always ensure that we include other Muslims as well in our dua. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by the virtue of this, their dua will be accepted in our favor as well. And are there many other countless benefits in including other Muslims in our dua as well? For example, Abu Shaykh Asbahani rahimahullah has narrated from Imam Sabit Bunani rahmatullah ta'ala alayh. He says that it has been stated to us that the person who makes a dua of barakah, dua of khair for other Muslim men and women, on the day of judgment, when he will pass upon their majalis, upon their gatherings, then a proclaimer, he will say that he is the one who used to make the dua of well-being for you in the world. And now, those people for whom he used to make the dua of well-being in the world, they will intercede for him and they will plead for him in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take him in paradise with them.
Subhanallah.
What a beautiful virtue we come to know about supplicating for other people. And furthermore, it has also been stated in the glorious Quran, this command to supplicate for other Muslims has also been given to us in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states that ask for your forgiveness, for the forgiveness of your sins and that of all the Muslim men and women. This is in the Quran that we've been commanded.
استغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات.
Indeed. And then in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam heard someone supplicating in this manner saying, Allahumma اغفر لي, that oh my Lord, forgive me. And upon this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated that if you had supplicated this dua in general, meaning for other people as well, then your dua would have been accepted.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Respecting viewers of Madani Shem, we've just started this topic, right? How important this is, subhanAllah. This is what a beautiful concept Islam has given us. When you look at it, a person normally is selfish. He
indeed
thinks about his own benefit, whatever he can attain. So, but subhanAllah, Islam is encouraging that you should think for others. You should not be selfish in this way, that you are asking for your own self alone. You should ask for your fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. If you are asking for the forgiveness of your own sins, then you should also ask for the forgiveness of your whole other Muslim fellows, brothers and sisters. This is how we've been encouraged in Quran as well as in Hadith. If we have this understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me, but definitely if we think about our fellow brothers, inshallah, as we've been guided in Quran and Hadith, I think this is a very beautiful way for the acceptance of our
indeed
supplications, our du'as also. So it is one way or the other, you're finding a way, how can you present yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that your dua is accepted. So one of the manners and etiquettes the ulama, they've mentioned, deducing from Quran and Hadith, is that you should start praying for others. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua first. It is also mentioned in the books that a person, when he makes dua for his fellow Muslim brother in his absence, right? And if he makes dua for his brother in his absence, for himself, that dua is accepted first. So this is a beautiful idea. We should remember our brothers and sisters in our du'as. We should remember the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam.
Yes, definitely is one way. And also, if you look at this concept, what a beautiful concept this is, that we pray for other fellow Muslims. Now, naturally, when we pray for someone, then this is natural that we will start having devotion for him. We will start having love for the other brother, affection for the other brother. Now, we are being encouraged to pray for our fellow Muslims. Now, whilst doing so, we will be having our own ranks elevated. We will be having our own supplications to be closer to being accepted, as well as the element of harmony within the society will also be developed, because unity, harmony, what does it require? It requires the foundations of love and affection between fellow Muslims. And now we're here, like when we started today's program, you gave me a beautiful dua. Now when you gave me that dua, of course, naturally, there will be the element of affection in your heart for me. towards me. So when we practice this very saying, when we act upon this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a teaching of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which we've been told in the hadith, then not only do we get our own du'as closer to be accepted, but also the beautiful concept of unity and harmony also get established within our communities, within our societies.
And Wasim Asbi, there is another element that people have got jealousy.
Indeed.
And I think this eradicates jealousy also. People, when they are jealous of someone else, ni'mah or barakah or blessing he possesses, right? Any ability he possesses or any ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other person he possesses. So the jealousy is that a person has got this feeling in his heart that this ni'mah, what he has got, shall be snatched from him,
indeed,
right? Removed from him, taken away from him, and it is given to me, or I get the same, right? This is something very, very bad concept and understanding and thinking, right? A very negative thinking. And Islam has condemned it, right? Having jealousy, factor of jealousy. And how can one remove this? One of the ways ulama have said, you start praying for that person who you're jealous of, or you're starting having those feelings of jealousy. So if you start praying for that person, inshallah, azawajal, inshallah, one benefit would be that the element of jealousy will remove, and you will pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him more. And this is what we should do. If we see anyone having blessings, barakah, Allah has granted him in wealth, in his knowledge, in his in any way, form or shape of any sort of blessing he possesses, if we see that, instead of having negative feeling in our heart that shall be taken away from me, we should pray for that person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him more. May Allah ta'ala give him more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him more. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me also. So this is the way we should ask. This is the way we should pray. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like this way of making dua in his court. And if you make dua for that person, so inshallah, you will also be granted. You never know. But if you have jealousy, maybe that you will not get, and just that jealousy will burn you more and more and more,
and
in your heart.
Good deeds will get burnt.
Definitely.
And there's only loss and nothing else in jealousy. And in supplicating for your fellow Muslims, there's only gain and nothing else. Blessings and gains. There's another beautiful hadith before me, Rizwan, where it states that the person who makes the dua of istighfar for all the Muslim men and women,
subhanallah,
then in exchange of every single one of them, that very person will get one good deed.
Allah.
In exchange of every single one of the Muslim men and women for whom we supplicate. So imagine how many good deeds we can avail. Just by supplicating for the forgiveness of the entire ummah, there will be millions and billions of ummatis at the moment. All we need to do, for a couple of seconds, we just need to supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty for the forgiveness of the entire Muslim ummah. And in the light of this sahih hadith, we'll be rewarded, we will be given one good deed in exchange of every single one of them.
Subhanallah.
And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has also encouraged us that make your dua general, as in pray for everyone, as in the dua that is prayed on behalf of everyone, and the dua that you specify. Between both of these duas, the difference is the same as between the earth and the sky. Meaning,
Allah,
when we specify a dua for someone, and when we generalize it for the entire Muslim ummah, the difference between both of these is the same as the earth and the sky. So we again come to know the encouragement, the way it has been given to us, is to pray for other fellow Muslims as well, and not only generalize our du'as.
Sure.
And to the extent, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also has encouraged us by saying that he who supplicates for Muslim men and women every day 27 times, supplicates for the forgiveness of Muslim men and women every day 27 times, then he'll be amongst those people whose dua will be accepted. And because of their blessing, such people's blessing, the creation is granted sustenance.
Subhanallah.
What great reward there is for the person who supplicates for the forgiveness of Muslim men and women 27 times a day. What great blessing he gets.
See, must be my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrati Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad, Ilyas, Attar, Qadri, Damat, Barakatuhum, Al-Aliya, founder of Madani Channel, founder of Dawati Islami. Alhamdulillah, great scholar in this day and age. Now, because he has got knowledge, he has read these books, these ahadith. Now, whenever he reads, he tries to implement.
Indeed.
That. He is greedy of good deeds. Greed is of two types, bad and good. So if you are greedy for wealth or negative, so that is negative. But if you are greedy for good deeds, then subhanAllah, that is good type of greed. You could see Amir of Ahl Sunnah does not leave any chance to get good deeds, to earn reward. Whenever he finds, alhamdulillah, whenever you hear the dua of Amir of Ahl Sunnah, you would see that implementation of this very hadith for making dua for the whole ummah,
subhanallah,
for the maghfirah of whole ummah,
subhanallah.
And he has encouraged this in his books. I've read that whenever you get the chance to make dua, you should ask for the forgiveness of whole ummah,
subhanallah.
And inshallah, the benefit would be you would attain billions of deeds. So the words are very, see, maybe we will not be able to justify how can we count the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala since Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam until now, and we never know for how long further, right? The end of this world. Now, how many mu'mineen have come and how many will come? So you are making dua for this much great number and you are getting reward against every believer. One good deed is written in your account. It is what an easy way to earn reward. And this is what Amir of Ahl Sunnah always practices, alhamdulillah. He makes dua for the forgiveness of all believing men and women. And he has encouraged this in his books. And we should also adopt. This is one of the reasons of this program. We can learn these small ways to earn great amount of deeds, alhamdulillah. What we have to do, you can even make this dua in your own language. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive all men and women, believing men and women. Ya Allah, forgive all believing men and women. You can say in your own language. How long does it take?
A couple of seconds, a few seconds.
But the reward is, can you imagine the number of believing men and women, subhanAllah, said they have come and they will come until the day of judgment. And in your book of deeds, against each and every believing man and woman, one good deed will be recorded, subhanAllah. So can you imagine the amount of reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you? And this is the blessing for the ummah of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Because of sadaqah of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam.
In the words of dua, the dua that you've just mentioned, there's another hadith before me in which it is stated that there's no dua beloved to Allah Almighty then a person when he says that, oh Allah, shower a general mercy upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in another hadith the words are that, oh Allah, shower a general forgiveness upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now again over here, Rizwan bhai, the wordings that we've been told in the hadith which are most beloved to Allah Almighty is regarding the forgiveness of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, supplicating for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how deprived would that person be who supplicates for himself and not the entire ummah? How deprived he is that he is sort of blocking the dua to be accepted himself.
Allah.
Whereas he could have not only taken his dua more closer to acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he would have also earned uncountable amount of reward.
Subhanallah.
So we should ensure that we supplicate for other fellow Muslims as well when we make dua.
We'll continue this topic, Wasim Abbas. Alhamdulillah, respective views of Madani Sharon, we are learning the benefits and rewards of making dua for our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. Respective views of Madani Sharon, now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and that is Masnoon Dua. Let's learn, inshallah, one dua, and let's find out which one is that for you today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it. Respected viewers of Madani Sharon, and today, inshallah, we will learn dua invoked when drinking Zamzam water. This is all you can make when you are drinking Zamzam water, but it is also general. You can also make, because its meaning are very beautiful, inshallah. If you learn this dua, you can make while drinking Zamzam, and you can also make this dua when you're not drinking Zamzam. You can make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the dua? Allahumma as'aluka ilman nafi'an wa rizqan wasi'an wa shifa'an min kulli da. Translation is, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, I ask you for useful knowledge and plentiful sustenance, cure from every illness. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Respectfully, how beautiful this dua is, what jami' this dua is, comprehensive this dua is. Its meaning, when you look at, you are making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ilm nafi', for useful knowledge. And then you are requesting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rizq, which is sufficient sustenance you are requesting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should make this dua, insha'Allah azza wa jal, and try to learn this dua. When you attach yourself with this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, you increase your knowledge. You learn these duas also, and you learn etiquettes and manners. And that is one of the reasons we have brought this program for you, so we can, alhamdulillah, learn about essence of worship, which is dua. Let's come back to our topic today. We are discussing benefits and rewards of making dua for our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. Ji, Masim Basmi.
SubhanAllah. So we were talking about supplicating for our fellow Muslims and what blessings it contains. So we further come to know, Rizwanway, that even the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also supplicate for those who are residing on the earth. The believing men and women who are residing on the earth. In the Holy Quran, it has been stated, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, meaning that, and they ask for the forgiveness of those who live on the earth, meaning for us, for believing men and women. And who are they? The malaika, the angels.
This is the practice of malaika.
SubhanAllah.
Angels. What we will follow if we do though.
SubhanAllah. And malaika, they don't do anything except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them. They never disobey Allah Almighty. They don't have the tendency of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All they do is just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angels of the skies, they supplicate for the forgiveness of those who live on this earth, the believing men and women. So this is also the sunnah of the malaika. And they just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they don't do anything else. So
respect of ma'asumin, respect of those that are innocent, subhanallah, respective views of malignation. This is what we learn again. There are so many other benefits. This is the way of malaika, angels. They also make dua for believing men and women. So we should not forget our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters whenever we raise the hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never know. Because of asking for them, our du'as will also be accepted.
SubhanAllah. And when we are talking about supplicating for other Muslim men and women, the first right that comes is of the parents and of the mashayikh.
Your father and your mashayikh.
Our parents and our shuyukh. As it is stated that our father is the source for our existence in this world, for our physical body, whereas our shaykh, our peer, is the source for our spiritual life.
SubhanAllah.
So whenever we supplicate, we make dua, we should always make dua for our parents as well as our shaykh, our peer-e-kamil. And again, there is very strong condemnation mentioned in hadith if we don't do this. It's stated in the hadith again that the person who offers salah and then does not supplicate for his parents, his salah is incomplete. So So this again shows us how important it is for us to supplicate for our parents. And supplicating for the parents, this is an ancient sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. This is ongoing since the time of Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states from him, Ya Rabbi ghfirli wa li walidayya. That meaning that, O Allah, forgive me and my parents. And then further, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from him it is narrated, Rabbana ghfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yuqumu al-hisab. And what does this mean? That, oh my Lord, forgive me, my parents, and all the Muslims, the day when the accountability will be established. Now again over here we come to know that when we are supplicating for other Muslim men and women, we must ensure that we start from our parents and our Shaykh. We shall not forget them, as this is the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And again in the Holy Quran it also says, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. That this also shows us that in this dua as well, we've been commanded in the Quran, we've been told how to supplicate for our parents, which means that, oh my Lord, shower mercy upon them the way they brought me up when I was young. This shows us that how important it is for us to supplicate for our parents, that if we don't do this, then our salah will be rendered incomplete. And we're being commanded, we're being told in the Holy Quran that these are the du'as, that how you supplicate for your parents, which is the sunnah of the previous Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam.
So Quran is the source for us to follow, to learn. So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself taught us, this is what we've learned today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us to ask for your own self, ask for your parents, and ask for the believing men in
Muslim.
So alhamdulillah, in Salah, very famous dua which was mashallah mentioned, part of that, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. This is what we pray, alhamdulillah. And if we know this dua, when we pray, and we should teach this to our children also, this is very important. Yes, respected viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, those parents, they are fortunate, those they have taught salah to their children. Right? And they have taught these du'as to their children. What will happen? Their children will be praying. Even when they die, their children will be praying salah five times a day. How many times in sunnah, in nawafil, in faraid, the child will pray? For whom? For their parents. SubhanAllah. And if we have taught, if we have given a true lesson to our children, we've taught these du'as, we've taught salah, inshaAllah, that child will be offering salah, or that individual will be offering salah until he lives on this face of this earth. And inshallah, automatically he will pray, he will not forget to pray for his parents. So this is the way, alhamdulillah, taught by Quran, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not forget. There is so much to talk about further. Respect viewers, and now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and that is message of the day. Today's message. Let's see what message is there for us today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
A multi-dimensional personality.
Introduction to Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi alayhi. His name is Ahmad Raza, and his most famous title is Ala Hazrat. He was born in a locality of Bareilly called Jasuli on Saturday, 10th Shawalul Mukarram, 1272 Hijri, at the time of Dhuhr, corresponding to June 14, 1856. At the age of 4.5, he had the honor of completing Nazira, reciting the Holy Quran by looking. At the age of 6, in the blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal, he took to the stage and delivered an inspiring speech on the topic of Mawlidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of a large congregation and received accolades and appreciation from Islamic scholars and religious leaders. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, wrote valuable books on approximately 50 subjects. When he was just 13 years, 10 months and 4 days old, he finished learning all conventional sciences from his respected father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, alayhi rahmatullahi al-mannan. At the age of 13, he, rahmatullahi alayhi, wrote his first decree, fatwa, answering a question. His respected father, rahimahullah, found the decree to be correct and bestowed the chair of ifta upon him. Until his passing, he kept writing fatawa, decrees. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said, some people who are unaware add hafiz before my name. I'm not deserving of this title. So he began memorizing the Quran from that day onwards. Now the duration of his memorization was from after performing the wudu of Isha Salah, and he would continue memorizing until the Jama'at began. And he used to memorize one para daily, one part daily. Eventually, he memorized all 30 parts in just 30 days. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma was an epitome of devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His poetry, Hadaiq-e Bakhshish, is a testimony to his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, wrote approximately 1,000 books on various topics, and Fatawa Razaviyya is his most amazing masterpiece. A collection of fatawa attributed to him. It's available in 30 volumes and the total pages are 21,656 and the total number of questions and answers are 6,847. The total books in this collection are 206. On Friday 25th, Safar al-Muzaffar, 1340 Hijri, corresponding to October 28, 1921, 2:38 according to the local time of India and 2:08 PM according to the local time of Pakistan, he passed away at the time of Jumu'ah Adhan. The elite, dignitaries and the public visit his blessed shrine, which is located in Bareilly Sharif.
SubhanAllah. Respected viewers of Bareilly Sharif, we heard about Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Today we've got segment, and that is also about Imam Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. Let's include that segment, biography of today's personality. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
As I earlier said, today we'll be talking about a personality, subhanAllah, embodiment of nobility. Alazat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. You heard about his introduction. Let's talk further on his biography. What lessons can we learn from his seer? Nasim Abbasman, in this package we heard about the introduction, when was Al Hazrat born, and subhanAllah, at what age he started learning knowledge, and at what age he started giving the fatwa, and further how many books he wrote, and his subhanAllah knowledge, and his literary works. That's what very brief, mashallah, introduction Muballigh of Dawat Islami was mentioning. So, what beautiful message have you picked from the seerah of Al Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, which you find most amazing to share with viewers of Madani Shah?
SubhanAllah, Rizwanbhai, Ala Hazrat, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, the revivalist of the 14th century, the Mujaddid, someone who revived the faith, revived the religion at the time when Quran beliefs were strongly embedded within the society, at the time when it was very difficult for people to distinguish between the right and wrong, when people perceived corrupt beliefs as the true beliefs. In such difficult times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh to this Muslim Ummah who cleansed the beliefs of the Muslims and he purified their religion once again, which has been transmitted to us from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam through the Sahaba, through the Tabi'in, Tabi'i Tabi'in, Uli Azam, and he presented that before the Ummah, and he distinguished the truth from the falsehood. He clarified that what Islam actually is, and all the immoral fashions and innovations that had been embedded within the society on the name of Islam, alhamdulillah, he eradicated them. He purified Islam, which is the task that Allah Almighty assigned a mujaddid with. He duly fulfilled it. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, not only a multidimensional personality, there are many, many, many dimensions to his personality. A diversified personality, whether you talk from the perspective of the Quran, Hadith, Fiqh, writing the poetry in the praise of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam,
him being Mufassir,
Muhaddith, Faqih, you name it. You will see him to be right at the top of the list in every single science. Indeed. When we look at the Quran, just pick up the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is of a heartbeat, that is a source for the Muslims. Now, unfortunately, many misguided interpretations of the Quran also existed at that time. And Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he brought such remarkable translation of the Quran, which is closest to the Arabic text, and also beautifully gives the message of the Quran to the Muslim Ummah. Now, moving forward, praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more you love someone, the more you praise him. And we all claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but none of us, or majority of us, do not hold the station of praising the Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam through poetry, because for this you need to be on extra elite level. This is the job, the responsibility of elite scholars, and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh duly fulfilled this responsibility as well. And his Natiya Diwan, Hadaiq-e-Bakhshish, is a proof for this. If you want to increase your love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, read the Hadaiq-e-Bakhshish of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Every single kalam of his which he wrote in the praise of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is in accordance to the Quran and Hadith, and that would increase your love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam manifold. You want to understand the fiqh, you want to understand the shari'i rulings of Islam, read the works of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. You'll come to know what Islam actually is. You want to know what a true role model, how to become a perfect Muslim. Look at the teachings of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Which are the teachings of Islam.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And my Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the true devotee of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, he's concluded the entire discussion by saying that in today's day and age, in my eyes, the standard of Sunniyat, the standard of the right faith, the standard of the right teachings of Islam is Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh. Everything is concluded upon this. Whatever Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayh has brought, that is the true teachings of Islam, the true reflection of Islam. Sanad hai wo deen. Whatever he has written, our eyes are closed upon it. It's authority. And it's not only us who are saying this out of the devotion of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayh. The ulama of Arab, Ajam, you see them, his contemporary ulamas, elite ulamas of Arab, they are the ones who gave him the title of Imam Ahl Sunnah. And because they understood who Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is, because the remarkable work that he had produced, it was ulama, they were astonished to see the such kind of work in that day and age. So in a nutshell, when we talk about Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi rizwanbhai, the words cannot do justice to this personality, to this ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are no one to talk about him. The words, I can't find those words that can do due justice to the personality of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We're just talking about his religious achievements at the moment. Just for this, our one life is not enough. We need thousands and thousands of lives just to talk about his religious achievements. But if we move a bit further, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as a scientist, who was he? He was also an acclaimed scientist in the sight of elite scientists of the time. Those scientists, even they had not achieved that rank that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had achieved within science itself. We're just talking about religious achievements so far. So whether it is science, whether it is worldly knowledge, math, talk about maths. Imam Ahmad Reza Khan's expertise, the elite mathematicians, the famous incident as well that we know about, even they were in awe of the mathematical expertise of Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The scientists of that time, they spoke high of Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The genius of the East, the forgotten scientists of the East, these are the titles that were given to Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, by the elite scientists of that time. Right. So what can we talk about, what can we leave out? The words, time, life cannot do justice to this great personality who we know as the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, rahmatullahi
ta'ala alayhi. Fana fir Rasul,
Allah,
truly lost in the love of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, a personality known as Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, alayhi rahmatullahi rahman. I was watching one clip of Haji Abdul Habib Asfari, Rukni Shura of Dawat Islami, well-known personality, hosts Zahni Azmaish also, mashallah, many of you are aware of him also. He was mentioning, when we talk about Al Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, normally when we talk about some person's biography or seed of any individual or any great history, historical figure, we talk about his personality, his seed.
Right.
But when we talk about the seed of Al Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, the mention of the dhikr of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam is automatically done. Right? When you mention the dhikr of Ala Hazrat, the dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam is adjacent to it. Why? Because he was fana fir Rasul. Why? Because he was lost in the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. How beautifully he writes, Jano dil hosho khirad sab to Madine pahunche. Jano dil hosho khirad sab to Madine pahunche. Tum nahi chalte raza, sara to saman gaya. And he talks about his soul, his life, his heart, his intellect, his conscience, everything has gone to Medina. In other words, he's depicting this. This is my luggage. Everything has gone to Medina. Why don't you go raza yourself to Medina? This was his love for Medina. So when he's writing this, Wasim Abbas Bhai, that means that in fact his heart was in Medina.
Indeed.
In fact his intellect was in Medina. He was always thinking about Medina. Medina was in his eyes, Medina was in his heart, Medina was in his thoughts, Medina was in his mind. Why was Medina in his mind, in his thought? Because there lives a personality, Madani, Madine, Vale, that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's love, that was present in his whole personality, in his life, and all of his life he, subhanAllah, protected the honor of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And he mentioned the dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and this has become one of his beautiful recognitions. There are so many different recognitions, as you were mentioning, him being scientist, him being so many other dimensions of his life. But one of the dimensions of his life, his ishq-e rasool, his love for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. He loved Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. He showed practically that, and he taught it how to love Rasulullah alayhi salam.
Rizwanda, you mentioned one thing earlier, that whenever we talk about the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, automatically, unintentionally, the mention of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is also there. So imagine the personality who kindled such flame of love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the hearts of millions of Muslims. Imagine his own level of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. At what level his own love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would be. Now he's become an authority when it comes to loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When it comes to any shari'i ruling, any shari'i masala, his fatawa Razawiyah Sharif becomes an authority. When it comes to us the understanding the Quran, his translation Kanzul Iman becomes an authority for us. So which dimension are we going to pick up? Which dimension are we going to leave out? The elite mathematicians of that time, they considered him to be an authority in maths as well. This is what we learn from his seerah. So Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala le jis samt aagaye ho, sikke bitha diye hai. Whichever dimension he picked, whichever site he went to, he rahmatullahi ta'ala le was second to none. He was matchless, and the elite of that very field also looked upon him.
Muslim Masba, if we are going towards our segment, that is dua. But before we proceed towards our last segment to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I find it very important and interesting and amazing to mention one couplet of Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, which mentions the dua of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And this beautiful couplet of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmatul Rahman depicts that how beautifully he is mentioning the dua of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam and his yaqeen, his belief upon that dua, that is also depicted in this very couplet of Allah Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. And what is that? Raza pul se ab wajd karte guzariye. Raza pul se ab wajd karte guzariye ki hai Rabbi Sallim Sadae Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, here Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi yaqeen. Do you know what is Pul Sirat? Pul Sirat is Allahu Akbar. It is thinner than hair, right? If you talk about its thickness, it is thinner than one's hair. It's sharper than a sword. Allahu Akbar. And every soul has to cross that bridge of Sirat. It is darkness. And can you imagine the moment when everyone has to cross that? Allahu Akbar. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman's love. How he's saying? He says, Raza pul se ab wajd karte guzari. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praying, Rabbi sallim, Rabbi sallim. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make ease for my ummah. So this is the yaqeen of dua. When my prophet, my beloved is making this dua, then there will be no problem at all whatsoever. And I will cross the bridge of Sirat, even in the state of wajd.
Cross the bridge of Sirat in the state of ecstasy, in the state of joy.
Joy.
So why? Because the dua of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
So this is the yaqeen of Allah. Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, the dua of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam today. Topic is also dua. Our program is also dua. And now it's the time to include dua. Respective viewers of the nation, alhamdulillah, those they have requested dua, we will also include them inshallah. One of my friend's mother, she requested for dua inshallah. And we will pray for her too. And whoever has requested inshallah, those they are watching inshallah, we will also make dua for them. Now let's raise your hands and with adab and request inshallah. Lower your heads, close your eyes inshallah, and let's make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, with this firm belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our du'as. And today we learned that we should also pray for our fellow Muslim brothers. And inshallah, we will pray. You should also pray for your loved ones, for your fellow Muslim brothers. Even if you've got something in your heart for someone who has distressed you, who has made you upset, pray today for him or her also inshallah. You never know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may like any act or any gesture of ours and we will be forgiven inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا الله يا كريم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا فاعف عنا يا غفور يا غفور يا رب العالمين.
آمين.
اللهم إنا أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء.
آمين.
يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
آمين.
يا الله يا كريم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان. يا رب ذو الجلال يا مالك مولا. Once again we raised our sinful hands in your pure court. يا الله Ya Maliku Mola, whenever we look back, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, whenever we look at a book of deeds, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we don't find any good deeds which can be presentable in your pure park court as a wasila, and we can ask for forgiveness. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Maliku Mola, we do not have any sajda to present in your court, any Rosa or song to present in your court. Ya Allah, we do not remember any salah with sincerity oft which we can present in your court. Any amal, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, we do not find in our nama amal which is presentable in your court. That Ya Allah, we are presenting nisbat. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, Malikum Ullah, we are presenting that we are in the ummah of your beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of this nisbat, this connection, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, forgive our parents. Ya Allah, forgive the whole ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive all believing men and women. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, alaykum ala. Be pleased with us. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Maliku Mola. Ya Allah, when we live on Islam. We die as Muslims.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, may we attain the maqam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, protect us from the fire of Jahannam.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Maliku Mola, those that are ill, give them shifa. Those that are worried, remove their worries. Ya Allah, many brothers and sisters, they request for dua. Ya Allah, those they are watching on Madani channel, those they are raising their hands, Ya Allah, you know their thoughts, you know their duas. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, Malikum Ola, accept their lawful jaiz hajat. Show your merciful sight upon our hajat and duas. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us what is good for us. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever we have been able to ask, grant us, and whatever we have not been able to ask, but it is better for us, grant that too. Ya Allah, give barakah in us, rizq. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Malikum Hula, those they are inflicted with deadliest diseases, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, life threatening diseases, Ya Allah. Give them shifa, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Malikum Ula. Give us shifa from the disease of sins also, Ya Allah. Give us ability to offer 5 daily prayers, Ya Allah. Give us ability to act upon all fara'id and wajibat and follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Love our parents, serve our parents, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
Ya Malikum Ula. My friend's mother, she has requested for dua. Ya Allah, give her blessing, give her barakah. Accept her lawful jaiz hajat. Anyone who has requested dua, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, accept the dua. Malikum Ola, those that are raising their hands, accept their dua. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, shower your merciful sight upon our du'as. Give baraka to Dawati Islami, to Madani channel, to our Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep His shadow upon us for long, Ya Allah, with health and Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Malikum Ola. یہ کیوں کہوں کہ مجھ کو یہ عطا ہو وہ عطا ہو وہ دو کہ ہمیشہ میرے گھر بھر کا بھلا ہو مچی نہ ہو برباد پھسے مرگ الہی جب خاک اڑے میری مدینے کی ہوا ہو الہی دکھا دے مدینہ وہ کیسی بستی ہے جہاں دن رات تیری رحمت برستی ہے ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله يا الله جب دمي باقسي هو سامني هو روزعي رسول الله لبي هو لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم جزاك الله خيرا. Thank you so much. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back next week, same time, same channel, with this program called Dua. Keep watching Madani channel. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah bless you and give you barakah.
ادعوني استجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.